Happy Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, February the 1st, 2023. Today's daily Bible readings come to us from Psalm 37, 1 through 17, Ruth 3, 1 through 13, and then 4, 13 through 22, and then Luke 6, 17 through 26. And I'm going to take a look at Luke because today I just want to talk about people who lust for power, and wealth and all that stuff. There seems to be a lot of that going on in the world. Maybe there always has been, maybe nothing's new, but I feel like there's like an unfortunate outbreak of it in the church. These are the people who, like, even if they don't currently have power or are not themselves powerful, they revel over it, right? But they also like to revel in the lack of power of others, right? So they may just be just as powerless as you, but they as Jesus is saying here in Luke, they make sure you know it too, right? They like to see it, your suffering, and make sure you know how powerless you are, even though they themselves really aren't that powerful. When they get a taste of power, they tend to glut themselves on it, right? They gloat over the people who don't have the same power as them. This kind of continuation of the kind of people they were before. Or they gloat over the people who they took power from, right? Or the people that they think they took the power from, right? So whatever extreme measures they took to wrest power for themselves, when they finally get a little bit of power, they like to rub it in everybody's faces and make sure everybody knows, right? Because this is the truth of these people. They tend to be consumed with how they appear. And I'm not talking about like their dress code or their personal grooming habits. I'm talking about they must look strong and powerful all the time. They can't afford to show any kind of image of weakness or anything like that. You know, these are not the people who Jesus is talking about in the first part of this text, where he's like, blessed are you who are poor, blessed are you who are hungry, you know, for you would be filled, blessed are you who weep. These people don't want to admit that they needed anything from anyone, even though that's probably how they got to where they are by maybe taking everything from everyone. They're very caught up in appearances. They never realize that those powerful people with whom they affiliate are just as gluttonous and self-absorbed as they. So they'll form associations with the other powerful people, which is a dangerous thing because, like I said, they're cut from the same cloth. Probably going to be a problem later on. So they never seem to realize that. But still they persist in, you know, posting their presumed victories so that all may look and despair, right? They like to cause this kind of anarchic despair among everyone so that either all their enemies will despair their position in the world because suddenly they're not the powerful, or so that people rush to them because they're like, oh, the things are so messed up. We gotta follow after these people because they have all the answers and they apparently are the powerful people. We need to be with them. They never understand that they have, as Jesus says, they've already received their consolation, all the consolation they'll ever get. Theirs is a life of woe. Anyway, that's the DBR for today. Get out, enjoy the day. Talk to you later.